Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
This devotion was written by Pat Scruggs and is read by Bernice Howard. Our scripture for today is Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Years ago, I was giving the children's message on Sunday morning, and this was our verse. So I gave each child a different piece of fruit, a banana, an apple, an orange, a pear, a small cluster of grapes, both red and white. And after getting through their comments, "I like oranges. I don't like pears. My mother cuts my grapes up," and so on, I asked them why it is important to include fruit in your diet. Again, the expected answers were given. "They have vitamins. They're good for you. They taste good." And then one unexpected answer: "They make you sweet." We did go on and make the connection between the fruits of the Spirit and striving to show them in our daily lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. I hope some of the children really did understand the importance of accepting and exemplifying the fruit of the Spirit. But the more I thought about that answer, "They make you sweet," the more I believe that child was exactly right. Think about the opposites of these gifts: hatred, unhappiness, anxiety, impatience, meanness, and disloyalty. These are not qualities we seek, nor are they the characteristics of a happy person. I believe God is telling us that through Him, we have the capacity and strength to be better people. Without the Spirit giving us the ability to love others, no matter their faults, a Christian is no different from the saddest, meanest, grouchiest person who lives. And who wants to be like that person? The fruit of the Spirit that Paul listed benefit every one of us. They also benefit everyone who comes in contact with us. The checkout line is long, and you're in a hurry. You can be impatient and grouchy, or you can be kind and encouraging to others in line with you, and especially the stressed-out clerk. A friend or family member has betrayed your trust or done something to hurt you. You can hold a grudge forever and respond with unkind words, or you can forgive and work to repair the relationship, even when that may take a lifetime, or never happen at all. As human beings, it is not easy to be the one who is kind or the one who forgives. Truthfully, most of us cannot do it on our own. We must embrace the Spirit in order to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit for ourselves and to demonstrate Christian joy to others. Through the power of your Spirit, Lord, we can. And now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that through the power of your Spirit, we can behave in ways that go against our instincts. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness are the fruits you give us so that we can live in a different, Christ-like way that is pleasing to you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.